What will be the evolution of human machine interaction and what are the emerging trends?
One important trend is that early human machine interaction was really about the human adapting themselves to the kind of constraints of the interface they were dealing with. So in the 70s, you had, you know, very complicated machines with a lot of buttons, and it was the point was that the human had to learn how to operate the interface, and the interface itself had zero adaptation. And nowadays, the trend is really as much as possible to have the interface, the machine, trying to adapt to the human user and trying to talk their language. And what interests me as a researcher in language technology is to have machines that talk our language, that are able to interact in the communication medium that is most intuitive for us human beings, which is natural spoken language, because that's what we've spent most of our life doing, this talking and listening to each other in spoken language. It's also the most powerful one because we can express, you know, ideas and thoughts and basically anything in a completely effortless manner, in a way that would be impossible with a rigid interface where we had to click on buttons. But of course, it's also hard because natural language is ambiguous, is vague, is sometimes contradictory and uncertain. It's always a lot of interpretation going on in order to understand each other. But it's all interesting because it's having a machine that understands spoken language means it's a machine that for which you have you don't need any training. You know how to speak your mother tongue, and it's both very useful and user-friendly. And in some cases, if you think, for instance, that driving a car or cooking when your hands are in the middle of your cooking preparation, it's also one of the only ways just to have a concrete interaction with a machine, because you cannot expect the user in an autonomous car to spend the time looking at the screen and touching buttons. So in many cases, it's the future of human-machine interaction is really having systems that can interact with us in a way that is familiar to us, either through language or through some visual language that is easy to understand.
And as a last question, so you mentioned already some of the opportunities and some of the challenges. And can you think of more positive effects and or also some challenges of human-machine interaction for society?
Well, there's always the thinking specifically of language technology. There is the challenge that of unequal access and unequal resources, and that goes beyond human machine interaction, but it's also something an important problem for much of today's language technologies. Is, for instance, that languages have not the same degree of support, and it's makes a big difference if you're a speaker of American English or if you're a speaker of some remote African languages that has no access to where Google Translate does not work. You have no possibility to use the technology in any way. Sometimes there you have not even a keyboard on your cell phone to express yourself in your mother tongue. And that's in the future is an important challenge. Not to speak, of course, of the access to technology. I mean, if you don't have a phone to begin with, you have even less of an access. But all of this, how to ensure that this technology is actually providing and used as an equalizer instead of exacerbating existing inequalities in the world, that's an important challenge.